Well, you know, last year I was taking things a day at a time, preparing like a starter, but you know, just day in and day out trying to get better, 1% at a time, a day at a time, just, you know, keeping my head down and staying grounded. Well, you know, it definitely helped with you know, being humbled and being grateful for the opportunity. But, you know, like I was saying, you know, just staying grounded and keeping my head down and working, you know, and, you know, preparation meeting opportunity. The training for the combine and actual football training is a little bit different. So, you know, it does make a difference, but at the end of the day, it's still football. So, you know, it's something that we've been doing since we were all kids. So, at the end of the day, it's still football.
Did you add muscle or anything?
Nothing in particular. Nothing any different. It just wasn't quite the combine training, you know.
What about the mental aspect of it? I mean, as a linebacker, obviously, you're the
quarterback
of that
defense.
A lot of
film
guys.
Yes, ma'am. You know, well, definitely. And the way that I carry myself, you know, everything's always 100% mental for me. I feel like the battle's always won in the mind before it's actually, you know, taken into action. So the mental preparation is very, very important for me. You know, I've gotten, you know, very, very comfortable with calling the defense. And, you know, my teammates, you know, they do a great job rallying around me and, you know, and just getting everyone lined up, you know, kind of having fun taking charge of it. You know, film study, you know, mentally being prepared and, you know, just taking things from the film room, you know, onto the field. You know, those guys, you know, they definitely, you know, teach you how to, you know, just be a pro. You know, you hear that a lot, but, you know, it's one thing actually seeing it, you know, firsthand. So just watching those guys and watching how they moved and, you know, it was very, very important and for me to see and for me to witness firsthand. I still got to work. Nothing's changed. I still got to work. Still got to go get the job.
Out there the ones. Has that been pretty much the case during OTAs?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
When you come in as a rookie, you're surrounded by big personalities. The same personalities are still there. You know these guys are in the hobby. Is it a challenge to step into the huddle and look around?
No.
How do you translate yourself?
Right. No, it's not. You know, a big help to that was actually getting to know those guys off of the field. And, you know, it kind of contrasted onto the field. So actually getting to know those guys and being more comfortable around those guys helped.
Did you get to talk to AP?
Yes.
What kind of advice did you give him?
He's always dropping advice and knowledge on me. You know, he drops a lot of knowledge on me. So, you know, it isn't one, you know, in particular thing that, you know, I could tell you that he does. But, you know, he's always telling me, you know, whether it's formation recognition or, you know, any little thing, the details. He always on me about the details. But, you know, he does a great job of helping me, and I really appreciate it.
You've worked with him for
Well, I've talked to him. I've talked to him before. Mm-hmm.
He was obviously in.
Right. No, I definitely try and pick his brain, and you know, like I said, he's a big help.